Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on Microsoft solutions for Windows Update Management. My name is Terry Tull. This session looks at software and patch management. It will help you to understand what update management is. It will help you to understand why you need to manage updates and why that's important to your organization. And finally, it will describe the tools you can use to manage updates. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. And while we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas where it may be helpful to either be familiar with yourself prior to this session or to have for reference afterwards. To get the most out of this session, it would be useful if you had experience of Windows 2000 Server or Windows Server 2003 management tools. Let's look at the agenda for this session. In today's session, we'll start by defining what update management is. Then we'll look at the business case for update management. Next, we'll look at the vulnerability timeline and demonstrate how this gets shorter with every new vulnerability. We'll examine the severity ratings that are attributed to vulnerabilities and learn what the various levels mean. We'll also look at ways that Microsoft has improved the updating experience to make it as straightforward for the user as possible. Next, we'll look at both the processes that are required in an organization to facilitate effective update management and the update management process itself. Finally, we'll explore the various update management solution components and look at how they work along with some demonstrations. So let's begin by looking at the business case for update management. Update management is the process of controlling the deployment and maintenance of interim software releases into production environments. Update management helps you maintain operational efficiency and effectiveness, overcome security issues, and maintain the stability of your production environment. Consider the following issues when determining the potential financial impact of poor update management. Downtime. What is the cost of computer downtime in your environment? What if critical business systems are interrupted? Downtime is a result of most attacks, caused either by the attack itself or by the remediation needed to recover from the attack. Remediation time. What is the cost of fixing a wide-ranging problem in your environment? How much does it cost to reinstall the operating system and applications on one computer, or on all of your computers? Many security attacks require complete reinstallation to be certain that backdoors were not left behind by the attack. Questionable data integrity. If an attack damages data integrity, what is the cost of recovering that data from the last known good backup, or of confirming data correctness with customers and partners? Lost credibility. What does it cost if you lose credibility with your customers? How much does it cost if you lose one or more customers? Negative public relations. How much could your stock price or company value fall if you are seen as an unreliable company with which to do business? What would be the impact of failing to protect your customers' personal information, such as credit card numbers? Legal defenses. What might it cost to defend your organization from others taking legal action after an attack? Organizations providing important services to others have had their update management process, or lack of one, put on trial. Stolen intellectual property. What is the cost if any of your organization's trade secrets or customer lists are stolen or destroyed? The eCrime Watch survey performed by CSO Magazine, Computer Emergency Response Team, or CERT, and the US Secret Service indicate that 70% of organizations surveyed reported at least one e-crime or intrusion was committed against their organization. Electronic crime cost organizations approximately $660 million in 2003. 56% of organizations report operational losses and 25% state financial losses. Half of the organizations surveyed said they do not even know the total amount of loss. Clearly, the business case for update management is a strong one. Let's look at the vulnerability timeline. To understand when a typical attack takes place, it is helpful to identify the product vulnerability timeline. The timeline illustrates that most attacks take place after an update has been disclosed and made available. Most companies take a reactive approach and deploy the update after the attack has taken place. After a product is shipped, the following phases take place. Vulnerability discovered. When a product vulnerability is discovered, it is referred to as under investigation, and only the vendor and the reporting party are aware of it. As an update is developed and tested, only the vendor and the reporting party know of the vulnerability to prevent attackers from attempting an initial exploit. Vulnerability disclosed. When the update is ready for release, the security issue is disclosed to provide awareness to the general public. Update made available. As the security bulletin and update are released, the issue becomes public knowledge. Attackers then attempt to reverse engineer the update to discover the vulnerability that is being addressed. Attack launched. Once a virus or worm is released, unprotected or non-updated systems are vulnerable. Update deployed by customer. As an attack is launched, many organizations reactively scramble to update the product vulnerability previously reported. This usually results in an increase of resource costs as administrators spend long hours fixing the vulnerability. Organizations who update more proactively tend to have less or no impact from these threats. Let's look at the exploit timeline. Many widely publicized security issues and attacks have had no effect on organizations that had already implemented a proactive approach to update management. These organizations quickly tested and deployed vulnerability fixes shortly after fixes were made available. However, it is important to understand that the timeline between the release of the update and the actual exploitation of the product vulnerability has been quickly decreasing in recent attacks. Only organizations that deploy a variety of defenses through their organizations will be able to effectively protect against future malware attacks. The following table illustrates how long it took between the update and the exploit for a number of popular attacks. Let's look at how Microsoft classifies security updates. The Microsoft Security Response Center, MSRC, has implemented the Maximum Severity Rating System, which the MSRC team used to assign a severity rating to each update released in a security bulletin. These ratings are designed to assist you in quickly determining the importance of an update to your organization. The ratings are based on the potential impact of the security issue and are intended to inform you of the urgency of any required actions. Updates can be assigned any of the following severity ratings. Critical. Exploitation could allow the propagation of an internet worm, such as Code Red or NIMDA, without user action. Important. Exploitation could result in the compromise of the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of user data, or of the integrity or availability of processing resources. Moderate. Exploitation is serious, but such factors as default configuration, auditing, need for user action, or difficulty of exploitation have mitigated the threat to a significant degree. Low. Exploitation is extremely difficult, or impact is minimal. The MSRC helps to protect customers from being harmed by externally reporting security vulnerabilities in Microsoft products. Its mission is to communicate with external researchers to bring security issues in-house, work with product teams to provide timely fixes, determine the best way to deliver fixes, and to communicate issues to customers, act as a customer advocate, and provide security and vulnerability expertise. So now you know the classifications, but how does that translate into update timeframes? Microsoft has issued the following recommended update timeframe guidelines. Deploy critical security updates within 24 hours. Deploy important security updates within 1 month. Deploy moderate threat security updates within 4 months or with the next update roll-up or service pack, whichever is sooner. Deploy low threat security updates with the next service pack or update roll-up that includes the update, or deploy the update within 1 year, with the understanding that not every organization can implement an update within the recommended updating time frame. Microsoft has also issued recommended maximum updating time frame guidelines. Deploy critical security updates within 2 weeks. Deploy important security updates within 2 months. Deploy moderate threat security updates within 6 months. Deploy low threat security updates within 1 year. Or choose not to deploy the update at all. Several factors can affect how an organization determines the updating time frame. If the organization has high-value assets or assets with high exposure, it may consider decreasing the recommended timeframes. If the organization has other mitigating factors in place, such as countermeasures that minimize the threat, or if assets have a low risk of exposure, the organization may consider increasing the recommended timeframes. Update management is an important but not always painless. Microsoft receives both solicited and unsolicited feedback about update management from numerous individuals and organizations. Microsoft has responded by taking steps to improve the updating experience for its customers. Reduced frequency of non-emergency update releases from once per week to once per month. Microsoft is releasing these updates on the second Tuesday of every month. Rare cases may require an update to be released on an emergency basis because exploit code for the security issue addressed by the update is in the public domain. Reduced number of update installer technologies. Today, Microsoft has numerous update installer technologies across multiple applications and the Microsoft Windows operating systems. To reduce this complexity, Microsoft already enforces the same naming and packaging guidelines for all updates released. In addition, all updates use one of two installers. Update.exe is used for operating system and select legacy applications. Microsoft Installer MSI 3.0 is used for the current generation of applications. Improved update quality and introduced update rollback capability. Microsoft has significantly expanded the internal testing resources that are allocated to verifying updates before release. Today, update.exe supports rollback, Almost every MSI-based update shipped for Windows 2000 and later generations of applications has full rollback capability. Develop Delta updating technology to reduce update size. Delta updating allows Microsoft to ship only the changes to the files that need to be fixed, as opposed to current industry practices in which updates include newer versions of entire files. The use of this technology has enabled Microsoft to reduce update size for new updates. Developing consistent tools. Microsoft has provided various update scanning tools that at times report inconsistent results about whether a computer has the update that it needs to be secure. Inconsistent scanning results are being addressed by building into Windows a single scanning engine that will be used for all scanning purposes. Developing more capable tools. Microsoft has provided tools for improving update management, such as Windows Server Update Services, WSUS, which provides several important enhancements over Software Update Services, or SUS. WSUS can be used to update applications such as Microsoft Office, SQL Server 2000, and Exchange Server. And WSUS supports the use of computer target groups to designate update installation based on computer groups. Microsoft has also released the malicious software removal tool that can be used to remove viruses and other unwanted software from computers. Microsoft is committed to customer communications, guidance, and training, in addition to these responses designed specifically to improve the updating experience. Microsoft has developed a set of security and update management workshops, training sessions, and webcasts that will be delivered on an ongoing basis. Microsoft also continues to provide prescriptive guidance on the update management process and to share additional details on the testing process for updates. Let's look at the security defense model that Microsoft recommends for implementing security products and guidance. A security strategy for an organization is most effective when data is protected by more than one layer of security. A defense-in-depth security strategy uses multiple layers of defense. If one layer is compromised, it does not necessarily follow that the security of your entire organization will be compromised. A defense-in-depth strategy increases an attacker's risk of detection and reduces an attacker's chance of success. The defense-in-depth model consists of a series of interconnected layers. At the base of the model are policies, procedures, and awareness layer. This foundational layer affects every other defense-in-depth layer. Components in this layer include security policies, security procedures, and security education programs for users. Physical security layer. This layer wraps around the remaining five core layers. Components in this layer include security guards, locks, tracking devices. There are many tools, technologies, and best practices you can use to protect each of the five core layers. Examples include perimeter layer, hardware or software firewalls or both, and virtual private networks that use quarantine procedures. Internal network layer, network segregation, internet protocol security, IPsec, and network intrusion detection systems, NIDSs. Host layer, servers and client operating system hardening practices, strong authentication methods, update management tools, and host-based intrusion detection systems. Application layer, application hardening practices and antivirus software. Data layer, access control lists, encryption, and the encrypting file system. This session addresses update management. The update management processes, tools, and technologies discussed in this session relate primarily to the host and application layers. Let's go back to the agenda. In this next section of this session, we'll examine the required processes for the implementation of an effective update management process. Let's look at the requirements for successful update management. Successful update management requires that an organization have effective project management processes. To achieve successful update management results, treat your use of the update management process as a project. Use an effective project management process. Most organizations have their own methodologies for project management, all of which should be compatible with the Microsoft update management process. Microsoft recommends using the Microsoft Solutions Framework, or MSF, for project management guidance. Effective operations, including people who understand their roles and responsibilities. The Microsoft Operations Framework, or MOF, the MOF process model, the MOF service management functions, and the MOF team model provide guidance for effective IT operations. Three of the service management functions, change management, configuration management, and release management, are especially important to update management. Tools and technologies that are most appropriate for effective update management. It is essential that an organization have the appropriate tools for update management. Much of the remainder of this session examines the Microsoft tools and technologies available for enterprise update management of Windows-based systems. Now let's look at the update management process. The software update management process, based upon the Microsoft Operations Framework, involves four main steps. Firstly, you need to assess your environment. You need to know the operating systems and versions running on each computer. You need to know your environment so that you can plan how you are going to deploy updates. This is very much a planning phase. It is important to know the processes your enterprise has for identifying new security issues or changes in security levels. Secondly, you need to identify new patches. When Microsoft or others release software updates, you need to identify their relevance to your environment. You need to determine their priority. This is a step that you perform every month. Microsoft release updates on a monthly cycle, and you need to review these updates and determine how they will affect you. Thirdly, you need to specifically plan the software update deployment. You need to go through some testing and develop some pilot deployments. This is where the actual update deployment begins. Lastly, you deploy the update. You should monitor how the deployment proceeds, and you should evaluate the effectiveness of the deployment. The cycle must be repeated on an ongoing basis. You go back to step one and assess your environment again. Have new computers joined your network? Has there been a software upgrade? Has your baseline shifted? Let's return to the agenda. In the last section of this session, we'll look at the tools used for update management and demonstrate their suitability in different sized organizations. Let's look at the factors involved when choosing an update management solution. The update management solution you choose depends on the size of your organization, your network infrastructure, the operating systems in use, and the update management requirements for your organization. If you are a consumer, Microsoft Update is the most appropriate choice. Microsoft Update is a revised version of Windows Update that includes updates for applications such as Microsoft Office. If you are a small organization, either a combination of the Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer, MBSA, Microsoft Update, or Microsoft Windows Server Update Service, WSUS, is the most appropriate option. If you have at least one server running Windows 2000 or later, and one skilled IT administrator, you should normally choose MBSA and WSUS. If you don't have any servers, MBSA 2.0 can assign clients to Microsoft Update and can scan them for compliance remotely. As long as Automatic Updates is set to download and install, you have a basic reporting and deployment solution without the overhead of a server. If you are a medium-sized or large enterprise, either a combination of MBSA and WSUS or Microsoft Systems Management Server is the logical option. If you need a simple but somewhat limited update management solution that will update computers that run Windows 2000 and later versions of Windows, choose MBSA and WSUS. If you want full software distribution, including update management functionality, choose Systems Management Server. Let's look at the update management solution for consumers and small organizations. Microsoft Update is the update management solution for consumers and small organizations that have no servers. Microsoft Update is the online extension of Windows that helps you to keep your computers up to date. You can use Microsoft Update to choose updates for your computer's operating system, software and hardware. New content is added to the site regularly, so you can always get the most recent updates and fixes to protect your computer and keep it running smoothly. You can also use Microsoft Updates to install the latest Office security releases, along with your Windows updates. This solution is part of Microsoft's Protect Your PC guidance. Protect Your PC is a Microsoft security service designed for home computers or small organizations without Microsoft Windows servers. When you visit the Protect Your PC website, you navigate through a three-step process to improve your computer's security. During this process, you are prompted to use an internet firewall, get computer updates, and ensure that your antivirus software is up to date. Windows XP Service Pack 2 includes the Security Center, which can be used to configure Windows firewall, internet settings, and automatic updates. Installing Windows XP SP2 on all computers running Windows XP is a critical component in securing these computers. You can configure automatic updates so that your computer will automatically connect to the Microsoft Update site and check for new updates. Let's look at our first demo. In this demonstration, we'll look at the automatic update setting on a Windows XP SP2 computer. Here is a simple method for configuring the clients to download updates automatically from Windows Update. This is done from the Security Center application in Control Panel. The Security Center is installed with Windows XP SP2 and can be used to manage automatic updates as well as Windows Firewall and Internet options. There are several options that can be configured with varying levels of interaction required by the user. In this case, the configuration selected will automatically download updates and notify the user before installation. The user will have the option of reviewing the updates before they are installed. Now let's look at solutions for small and medium-sized businesses. The update management solution for small and medium-sized organizations depend on several factors. If you have between 1 and 3 computers running Windows 2000 or Microsoft Windows Server 2003 and a skilled IT administrator, the logical update management solution for your organization is a combination of MBSA and WSUS. You should also use a combination of MBSA and WSUS if you have a medium-sized or large organization, require only a basic level of control for your update management solution, and need to update only computers running Windows 2000, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003. Let's look at the benefits of MBSA. The Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer tool, which includes a graphical and command line interface, can perform local or remote scans of computers running Windows to identify missing security updates and potential configuration issues. MBSA displays the results of the scan in a web-based report. MBSA runs on computers running Windows 2000, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003, and will scan for missing security updates and potential configuration issues on a broad range of Microsoft software. An administrator can use MBSA to centrally scan multiple computers simultaneously. MBSA 2.0 includes the ability to check Microsoft Update as well as what's approved on WSUS servers in your organization. From this, MBSA 2.0 can advise about security updates that may not yet be approved and should be. MBSA is also real-time for when you don't want to wait for the detection cycle of automatic updates and don't want to write scripts. In addition, MBSA 2.0 can help to identify which computers are not yet managed by WSUS. There are some things you need to consider before implementing MBSA. MBSA scans for numerous security issues and weaknesses. MBSA performs a password test on each local user account on the computer. This check is not performed on domain controllers. MBSA identifies common password vulnerabilities, such as blank passwords, passwords that are the same as the corresponding user account names, passwords that are the same as the corresponding machines, passwords that use the word password, passwords that use the word admin or administrator, and user accounts with non-expiring passwords. MBSA checks for other important security issues, such as whether the guest account is disabled, whether auditing is configured, unnecessary services that are installed on the system, IIS security issues such as anonymous access settings, Internet Explorer zone settings and enhanced security configuration checks for Windows Server 2003, automatic updates configuration, and the Internet Connection Firewall and Windows Firewall configuration. So let's see how MBSA works. Run MBSA and specify the target machines to scan. MBSA downloads the offline catalog containing update definitions in XML format and verifies its digital signature. MBSA attempts to contact the Microsoft Download Center to obtain this file. Alternatively, the file can be downloaded and copied to the computer that initiates the scan and then placed in the MBSA installation folder. The update definitions contain security bulletin names, product-specific updates, version and checksum information, registry key changes, Microsoft Knowledge Base article numbers. MBSA scans the target systems for operating systems, operating system components, and applications. MBSA passes the definition file to see if updates are available. MBSA checks the system to see if required updates are missing. MBSA generates a time-stamped report that lists any security updates missing from your system. MBSA has two scan options. MBSA Graphical User Interface. When this option is used, you initiate the scan from a GUI interface, and MBSA generates a report that can be viewed in the same interface. MBSA Command Line Interface. This scan option can be used to perform the same types of scans as the GUI version of MBSA. You can use the command line interface to scan for missing security updates as well as potential configuration issues. When you use MBSA from the command line, you can specify numerous options, such as a range of IP addresses of the computers to be scanned, the various security issues for which you want MBSA to scan, and the manner in which you want the output from the scan to be displayed. The output from a command line interface scan is displayed as text in the command line window. One of the advantages of using the command line interface is that MBSA can be run from a script, which enables you to run scans on a schedule or to use other tools to automate the use of MBSA in your environment. Let's look at our next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will use the graphical interface of MBSA 2.0 to scan a client computer for vulnerabilities. We will then use the MBSA command line interface to perform a scan. MBSA can also be run from the command line with a variety of switches. Let's discuss some of the options that are available for the command line interface of this tool. The command line interface is useful, for example, to schedule the running of MBSA and then view the reports in the GUI-based MBSA tool at a later time. We can configure the same options in the command line tool as in the GUI interface. The standard MBSA CLI command line produces the same report as using the GUI interface, but it is easier to use in scripts. For example, because the command line tool tries to connect to the downloadable version of the .cab file containing the XML database, I've used the /nd switch to tell it not to download and to use the local copy instead. Let's look at the benefits of WSUS. MBSA is a standalone product, but it can also be used in combination with Microsoft Windows Server Update Services, WSUS. WSUS is a no-charge add-in component for Windows 2000 and Windows Server 2003 that can be used to automate the process of distributing software updates. WSUS enables an organization to implement a service like Windows Update within the corporate firewall structure. The WSUS server downloads updates from Microsoft Update, and client computers are configured to obtain their updates automatically from the WSUS server, instead of from Windows Update. WSUS can be used to update computers running Windows 2000, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003. WSUS provides administrators with control over update management in their organization. Administrators can review each update and determine if it is appropriate for their environment. They can also test each update to ensure that it functions as expected in their environment. Finally, administrators approve the updates for distribution to client computers. WSUS simplifies and automates key aspects of the update management process. When managing a large number of client computers, the most efficient way to configure client computers to use a WSUS server is by using group policy. However, an organization does not have to use group policy to use WSUS. In a small environment or in an organization in which group policy is not used, The administrator would simply have to configure clients manually to use a WSS server, or use scripts to accomplish this client configuration. WSS is easy to implement, and this ease of use alleviates the difficulty of keeping systems up to date, thereby reducing an organization's security risks. WSS is an effective update management solution for many organizations. WSS is a free tool that you can download from the Microsoft website. WSS is the replacement for Software Update Services, or SUS. What are the differences between the two products? Windows Software Update Service is an updated version of Software Update Services, or SUS. SUS and WSS have some of the same features. Both can be run on computers running Windows 2000 and Windows Server 2003. Both can be used to update desktop and server computers running Windows 2000, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003. Both products do not have the option to push updates to clients. Client computers must be configured to pull updates from the server. WSS includes several significant enhancements over SUS, including expanded support for Microsoft products to include Microsoft Office, SQL Server, and Exchange Server. Additional products will be added over time. With WSS, you can create multiple target groups and then manage updates for each target group. There are two default target groups, all computers and unassigned computers. By default, each client computer is added to both groups by the WSS server when the client initially contacts the WSS server. You can move computers from the unassigned computers group to any target group you create. You cannot remove computers from the all computers group. The all computers group enables you to quickly target updates to every computer on your network, regardless of group membership. The unassigned computers group permits you to target only computers that you have not yet assigned group membership. You have two options for adding clients to target groups. You can use group policy to define client membership for Active Directory directory service environments, or you can move computer accounts into the targeted groups on the WSS server after the clients have registered with the WSS server. With WSS, you have more options for managing updates, including you can use a detect-only option to create a list of computers that require a specific update. You can also approve the installation and uninstallation of updates. You can set date-based deadlines for when updates must be installed. You can manage updates on a per-target group basis. For example, you can apply different updates to different target groups and set different deadlines per each target group. With WSS, administrators have more options for configuring the agents, including polling frequency, notification and installation behaviors, restart behaviors, port configuration, and non-administrators, like administrators, can install updates. There is also the install at shutdown option, Windows XP Service Pack 2 only. With this option, the client computer will not be automatically rebooted when an update requires a reboot, but the update is applied the next time a user initiates a computer restart. WSS provides enhanced network utilization by using Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, for client-to-server and server-to-server downloads. With this service, downloads are in the background and minimized. You can also download updates for only the products, classifications, and languages that you need and use delta compression for client-server communications. WSS also provides extensive reporting capabilities with a variety of pre-built reports, as well as the ability to create your own. We'll discuss how to migrate from SUS to WSS a little later in the session. Let's see how WSUS works. The WSUS server downloads metadata about new updates, as well as the updates themselves from the Microsoft Update site. This synchronization can either be scheduled or manually initiated. The administrator reviews the new updates and, after completing any required testing, approves the ones wanted. The administrator can approve the updates based on computer target groups. Automatic updates on the client computers make contact with the WSUS server to determine if there are newly approved updates. If so, they get the metadata information for the update and check to see if it is already installed. If the updates have not been installed, automatic updates, depending on the configuration, either automatically downloads the missing updates or notifies you that there are missing updates and requests your permission to download them. Depending on the automatic update configuration, automatic updates either automatically installs the updates or notifies you, and then allows you to review and select the updates to be installed, and informs you concerning when to install them. Automatic updates logs the success or failure history for an update installs on the target computers. Let's look at the deployment scenarios for WSUS. You can use WSUS in several deployment scenarios. The graphic here illustrates the possible ways to use multiple WSUS servers in a small to medium-sized organization. The main office WSUS server obtains updates from Microsoft Update. If you require only one WSUS server, then you can manage and distribute all updates from this one server. You can also deploy multiple independently managed servers. In this scenario, you can have additional WSUS servers download the updates from Microsoft Update. Then you can configure target groups and administer updates separately on each server. This deployment is appropriate for situations in which different organization locations are managed as separate entities, for example, a branch office. You can also deploy additional WSUS servers that do not have direct access to the internet. In this scenario, you can set up an internal server running WSUS that is connected to the internet but isolated from the intranet. After downloading, testing, and approving the updates on this server, the administrator would then export the update metadata content to a CD, and then from the CD import the update metadata and content to servers running WSUS within the intranet. You can also deploy multiple servers running WSUS that synchronize all content within their organization's intranet. In this scenario, only one server is exposed to the internet. That is the only server that downloads updates from Microsoft Update. This server is set up as the upstream server, the source to which the downstream servers synchronize. You can then configure target groups and manage updates on each WSUS server. There are two components in WSUS. Let's look at the client component. The client component of WSUS is the automatic update feature in Microsoft Windows. You can configure automatic updates on the client computers to pull its updates from the appropriate WSUS server in your environment, or to pull its updates directly from Windows Update. There are three ways in which you can configure automatic updates on the clients: centrally, by using group policy, by manually configuring the client computers, or by using scripts to configure the client computers. When automatic updates is configured to use a WSUS server on the corporate network, automatic updates uses the approved update list on the WSUS server to determine the updates it will download and install. Automatic updates consolidate multiple reboots into a single reboot when installing multiple updates. WSUS requires a compatible version of Automatic Updates. The latest version of Automatic Updates is already installed on Windows XP with Service Pack 2 and Windows Server 2003 SP1. If you do not have Windows XP with Service Pack 2, you must update Automatic Updates using the Automatic Update self-update feature. Each time Automatic Updates checks the public website or an internal server for updates, it also checks for a newer version of Automatic Updates. What about the WSUS server component? The server component of WSUS is the Microsoft Software Update Services. The WSUS server can be configured to automatically download updates from Microsoft Update according to a schedule specified by the administrator. WSUS provides a web-based administrative GUI to allow control of various setup, download, and update approval options. You can use the GUI to specify server and update process configuration options, create target groups and assign client computers to target groups, view download updates, approve updates and view approved updates, view update reports. WSUS has several built-in default security features. WSUS verifies by checking digital signatures the source and content of all updates it downloads. All WSUS communications take place over Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP, or Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure, HTTPS, so only port 80 and port 443 need to be open on the server. Administration can be performed securely by using Secure Sockets Layer, SSL. Only local administrators can gain access to the WSUS administration site. WSUS provides reporting capabilities. WSUS provides standard reports that aggregate update approval, deployment status per update, per computer, and per computer groups based on all events that are sent from the client. WSUS also provides synchronization reports. WSUS servers use a database to store update metadata, events, and settings. You can use the SQL Server 2000 desktop engine Windows database that WSUS can install during setup on Windows Server 2003, or you can use SQL Server 2000. Let's move on to our final demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll look at implementing Windows Server Update Services. In this part of the demonstration, we will review some of the configuration settings for the Windows Server Update Services. To access the WSUS administration program, you go through the Microsoft Internet Information Service, IIS, virtual directory from the computer running WSUS or from another computer. When you first start WSUS Administrator, you can see a welcome screen that shows the download status and provides a to-do list. We will begin by configuring the synchronization settings on the server. On the Synchronization Options page, you can configure the WSUS server to synchronize only when you force synchronization. Or you can schedule the synchronization. You can configure WSUS to download updates for Windows operating systems as well as for applications such as Microsoft Exchange Server, SQL Server, and Microsoft Office. You can also choose what types of updates you want to download. There is a lot of flexibility in the WSUS update distribution design. For example, it is possible to set up a dedicated server to download updates from Microsoft and then configure other WSUS servers to get the updates from a central server on the intranet. In the Advanced Synchronization Options dialog box, notice that you can choose to store the update files locally on the server, or you can choose to store the update files on Microsoft Update. With the first option, you can choose to download the updates only after they have been approved, or you can download the express installation files. If you choose to store the update files on Microsoft Update, the clients will need to connect to Microsoft Update to download the files after the update has been approved. You can also choose which language updates will be downloaded to the server. We will now configure the automatic approval options on the server. On the automatic approval options page, you can specify whether to automatically approve updates for detection or installation. When you choose to automatically approve updates for detection, WSUS will automatically detect all the computers that require an update. The WSUS server will display those computers in the UI, but will not install the update. You can choose which classifications of updates will be automatically approved for detection, and which computer groups will be automatically detected. You can also automatically approve the installation of the updates based on classification and computer groups. You can also automatically approve revisions to updates that have already been installed. We will now configure the computer options on the WSUS server. On Computer Options page, you can choose how computers will be assigned to groups on the WSUS server. If you choose to use the Move Computers task in Windows Update Services option, you will need to move each computer into a group after the computer connects to the server for the first time. If you choose Use Group Policy or Registry Settings on computers, you can configure the computer to automatically add itself to a pre-configured group. You must create the target groups before you can use them. For this demonstration, we will create a new computer group named Workstations. You can manually configure clients to use the WSUS server, however, it is more efficient to configure clients by using Group Policy. In this demonstration, I will show you how to use the Group Policy Management Console to configure clients to use the WSUS server, including how to configure the target group for the computer. I have already created an organizational unit named Workstations, and the computer account for WRK-LUN-02 is already located in this OU. Now I will create a GPO that is linked to the OU. In the GPO, I will enable automatic updates and then configure the clients to connect to LUN-DCMS-01 as the WSUS server. Then I will enable client-side targeting and configure the GPO to assign all workstations to the workstation's target group on the WSUS server. Next, I will force a group policy refresh on WRK-LUN-02, I will also review the automatic update setting on the client after the policy has been refreshed. Notice that you cannot modify the automatic update's configuration. In a production environment, I would now distribute updates using WSUS. However, this virtual machine isn't connected to the internet. After synchronizing your WSUS server with the Microsoft Update website, patches and updates would appear in this list for you to approve for rollout to computers in your network. Let's look at how WSUS integrates with MBSA. MBSA is a standalone tool, but it is designed to work with WSUS. MBSA can be configured to scan for missing updates based on approval updates on WSUS server instead of available updates on Windows Update. You can use the GUI or command line interfaces of MBSA to specify the WSUS server MBSA will use to check for missing updates. How can I migrate from SUS to WSUS? You cannot upgrade a SUS server to a WSUS server, but you can migrate your approvals and updates from a SUS server to the new WSUS server. This ensures that you do not have to download the same updates twice, nor spend time approving updates that have been previously approved. You can install WSUS and SUS on the same computer, and both will function. You can also have WSUS and SUS environments running simultaneously on your network. However, you can never synchronize a SUS server with a WSUS server, or vice versa. After you complete the migration, the two update solutions are completely isolated from one another. There are some limitations to SUS to WSUS migration. Migration is only for approvals and updates on the SUS server. You cannot migrate anything else, such as proxy or IIS settings. These types of configuration tasks must be completed independently on the WSUS server. Migration is a one-way process. You cannot migrate from the WSUS back to SUS. WSUS includes a command line tool, wsusutil.exe, that enables you to migrate from SUS to WSUS. You can find wsusutil.exe in the tool subdirectory where you installed WSUS. WSUSutil.exe allows you to move both approvals and updates. You are not required to migrate one, the other, or both. WSUSutil.exe uses HTTP to get approvals and server message blocks, or SMB, to copy updates from a remote WSUS installation. To copy updates from a remote computer, this tool requires read shared permissions on the content folder and all its subfolders. After migrating the updates and approvals to WSUS, you need to configure the clients to use the WSUS server. You can use group policy or registry settings to do this. WSUS requires a compatible version of automatic updates. The latest version of automatic updates is already installed on Windows XP with Service Pack 2. If you do not have Windows XP Service Pack 2, you must update automatic updates using the automatic update self-update feature. Each time automatic updates checks the public website or internal server for updates, it also checks for a newer version of automatic updates. This means that most versions of automatic updates can be pointed to the WSUS server and they will automatically self-update to the latest version. The self-updating client is available on Windows 2000 with Service Pack 3 or later, Windows XP with Service Pack 1 or later, and Windows Server 2003. Windows XP with no service packs has a version of automatic updates installed, but it is not the version that will automatically update itself when pointed to the WSUS server. If you have Windows XP without any service packs in your environment and have never used SUS, you must install the version of automatic updates that shipped with SUS to enable automatic updates to self-update. After you load the SUS client, you can simply point these clients to the server running WSUS. If the client self-update feature is configured on port 80 of the WSUS server, automatic updates will find the new client and self-update. Let's look at the solutions for medium-sized and large organizations. If you have a medium-sized, 25 to 499 desktops, or large, 500 or more desktops organization, your best update management solution is one of the following options: a combination of MBSA and WSUS, a solution based on Systems Management Server, either Systems Management Server 2003 or Systems Management Server 2.0 with the SUS feature pack, a combination of WSUS and a Systems Management Server-based solution. The selection of update management solution for your organization is affected by many factors, including the operating systems in use on your network, the types of updates and software you need to deploy and the level of control you require for these deployments. The combination solution of MBSA and WSUS can be used when you have servers running Windows 2000 or Windows Server 2003. You want to deploy only secure updates, critical updates and service packs to computers running Windows 2000, Windows XP and Windows Server 2003, and you require only a basic level of update distribution control. The Systems Management Server-based solutions can be used when you have servers running Windows 2000, Windows Server 2003. You want to deploy all updates, service packs, operating system updates, and application installations for Microsoft and for other applications to computers running Windows NT4, Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows XP and Windows Server 2003, and you require an advanced level of distribution control. A combination of WSUS and Systems Management Server, or SMS, is used in some cases when a large organization has computers such as test or lab computers that do not fit well into the Systems Management Server infrastructure. In this situation, Systems Management Server is used for the majority of the organization's computers, and WSUS is used for update management on the computers for which Systems Management Server is not a practical solution. A Systems Management Server-based solution is widely used by large enterprises, which typically need greater control of update and software management. The WSUS-based solution may be appropriate for medium-sized organizations, but it is important to consider both the WSUS-based and Systems Management-based server options, irrespective of the size of your organization. What are the benefits of SMS? Systems Management Server, SMS, is a full software distribution solution for Microsoft Windows environments that include update management capabilities. For organizations that have already implemented SMS 2.0 in their environment, update management is provided with the Software Update Services feature pack. The WSUS feature pack is unrelated to the WSUS product discussed earlier in this session. SMS 2003 has update management functionality merged into the core release. The key benefits of using SMS for update management are: SMS provides administrators with control over update management, including the ability to perform staging and testing of updates before installations, and fine-grained control of update management options. SMS automates the key aspects of the update management process. SMS can update a broad range of Microsoft products in addition to Windows and Microsoft Office. SMS can be used to update third-party software and deploy and install other software updates or applications. SMS is flexible enough to meet your software deployment and update management needs, whatever your type of organization or specific environment. SMS also provides hardware and software inventory management and detailed reporting. In contrast to WSUS, which uses a pull model, SMS uses a push model to distribute updates to the target systems. Systems Management Server relies on the SMS clients on these computers to complete the installations. SMS can also integrate with MBSA. The SMS inventory tool for Microsoft Updates builds on the functionality of the Windows Update Agent for scanning and installation of updates. ITMU is a standalone scanning tool that doesn't require WSUS or client internet connectivity. ITMU uses the update agent included with all new Windows operating systems after Windows 2003 SP1 and Windows XP SP2, and installs it on older operating systems when required. Its integration with Microsoft Update enables managed distribution of Windows and Office updates using your existing SMS infrastructure. Let's see how update distribution with SMS works. As the Systems Management Server administrator, you download the inventory tool for Microsoft Updates from the Microsoft Download Center website. This needs to be done only once. Then run the inventory tool installer program on the Systems Management Server site server, which creates the necessary packages, collections, and advertisements for distributing the software update scan tools to the clients. This needs to be done only once. Simultaneously, the installer program creates the program for the synchronization component on the synchronization host. The software update scan component packages are replicated to distribution points in your SMS server site. From there, the packages are distributed to your target client computers. A scan component analyzes the installed and applicable software updates on the client computer. The information is converted to SMS hardware inventory data and propagates up the hierarchy with the rest of the hardware inventory data. The amount of time that it takes for the information to reach the site server depends on the scan component configuration, the hardware inventory agent schedule settings, and the site server load. You run the Distribute Software Update Wizard to view, evaluate, and authorize applicable software updates from the software update inventory data. The Distribute Software Update Wizard downloads the source files for the specified software update from the Microsoft Download Center website. The wizard then stores the source file in the specified package source shared folder. The necessary packages, programs, and advertisements are now created or updated for distributing the software updates to the Systems Management Server clients. The Distribute Software Updates Wizard appends a Systems Management Server program that contains commands to run the Software Updates Installation Agent to every package that it creates or updates. Finally, the software update package replicates the distribution points in your site, and the programs are advertised to the SMS clients. The software update installation agent runs on the systems management server clients and deploys the software updates. It runs the scan component to ensure that it installs only the software updates that are actually required. The synchronization component checks the Microsoft Download Center website for updates to the scan component and software updates catalog. This is a periodic activity, weekly by default. The synchronization component downloads these new updates and updates the packages, programs, and advertisements associated with the scan component. The updated scan component package and advertisement are distributed to the destination SMS client computers. We've reached the end of the session, so let's summarize what we've covered. This session explained how to implement security update management. The session explored the following topics. Update management overview. This topic discussed the business case for update management, the importance of proactive update management, the exploit timeline, Microsoft update severity ratings, updating timeframes, improving the updating experience, and defense in depth. Update management process. This topic explained the requirements for successful update management, the update management process, and the Microsoft update management guidance resources. Update management tools. This topic explored the numerous Microsoft update management tools and technologies. Guidance was presented for choosing an update management solution for consumers as well as for small, medium-sized, and large organizations. Several tools were introduced and explained, including Microsoft Update, Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer, Microsoft Windows Server Update Services, and Microsoft Systems Management Server. This topic also explored best practices for update management. For more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information about Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. Visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/MGT-11 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that related directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. The following Microsoft press books are applicable to this session. Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Administrator's Pocket Consultant by William R. Stanrick. Microsoft Windows XP Professional Administrator's Pocket Consultant 2nd Edition by William R. Stanrick. Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Administrator's Companion by various authors. Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 Administrator's Companion by Stephen D. Kaczmarek. There are also a number of helpful books from other publishers. Mastering Windows Server 2003 by Mike Manassi. Windows Server Cookbook for Windows Server 2003 and Windows 2000 by Robbie Allen. The Ultimate Windows Server 2003 System Administrator's Guide by Robert Williams and Mark Waller. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning, formerly MS Training and Certification and MS Press, develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, or MOC, which include e-learning, MS Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions for Microsoft products and technologies. The courses that best support this session are Managing Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 and Planning and Applying Microsoft Security Guidance, which are both available now. For more information about Microsoft Learning, visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing and managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning program. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft certification program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified Systems Administrator, MSCA, or Systems Engineer, MSCE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST, away from the infrastructure side. The MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dayes, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.